Well, obscured this week by the controversy over presidential condolences is the question that Senator John McCain and Defense Secretary James Mattis are asking. What happened in Niger on October 4th when four American Green Berets were killed? The Pentagon is investigating. McCain wants Congress to do the same. The soldiers had reportedly been to the area many times, considered it safe. Intel indicated they'd encounter no problem. They were leaving a meeting with local leaders in unarmored pickup trucks when they were ambushed by about 50 fighters said to be ISIS in the sub-Sahara. French planes flew low to scatter the fighters but did not bomb them. A private contractor eventually came to get the bodies but left one behind. Yesterday, Senator McCain said the Trump administration isn't being forthcoming. Language which is drawing comparisons to the Benghazi outcry after Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed in Libya in 2012. Greg Myrie is NPR's national security correspondent. He joins us now. Greg, these troops have been there for a while. What is their mission?
Right. They date back to 2013, or this mission does. And that's when the region really started to get very chaotic and a lot of insurgencies began. And in neighboring Mali and in neighboring Nigeria, we saw the rise of radical Islamist groups. And that's when President Obama began this mission. And it was really a sort of to work with the Army of Niger to make sure you didn't get spillover. The country does have its own security issues, but you were really trying to look at these neighboring countries and made sure it didn't expand into Niger.
Yeah, we should mention the troops who were killed. Staff Sergeant Brian Black, Staff Sergeant Jeremiah Johnson, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright, all part of the 3rd Special Forces Group out of North Carolina's Fort Bragg. You know, flesh out some of the questions about what happened to them.
Well, we still have a lot of unknowns because the military isn't talking about it. But as you mentioned, these guys were not there on a combat operation, or more broadly, this is not a combat mission. It's to assist and advise the troops of Niger. So we don't know exactly why they got caught unaware by apparently a group of 50 or so insurgents. Three were reported killed right away. And Sergeant Johnson, who you mentioned, his body was... He got separated, was killed, and his body was not recovered until 2 days later.
Do we know why?
Oh, we don't. We just know that he was apparently separated. There was a chaotic rescue recovery operation there. The French military, which is also very active in the region, had to be called in using fighter jets to help drive off the attackers and then helicopters to take away the wounded. So we're still trying to piece together a lot of these details, and the military is not telling us very much. And Sergeant Johnson has been the subject of this condolence call to his widow with President Trump in the past couple days.
Right. Her mother confirmed what a congresswoman said, that when the president called, he said, well, he knew what he was getting into, which some saw as insensitive. Others, as we heard in this program, interpreted it as meaning that these people do risk their lives for us every day. But putting that aside, you mentioned the French planes. We're hearing reports that the French planes could come but weren't allowed to bomb the fighters because of an agreement with Niger. I mean, this is, you know, as you say, there's a lot of fog of conflict here. But is it true that there was a private contractor that ultimately came to get the men?
Well, this is one of the reports we're hearing as well. An American private contractor was involved. So, yes, there are reports. Again, we've been asking the Pentagon and AFRICOM, which is the body responsible for U.S. military missions in Africa, and we haven't got an on-the-record answer from anybody yet.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now in the few seconds we have?
Well, I think there's going to be a reevaluation of the dangers of this mission. Again, it's to advise and assist, not to be a combat operation. So I think they're going to look at it very closely. How were they caught unaware like this? What is the level of danger there? And then I think they'll go from there.
Yeah. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie. Again, 4 U.S. Green Berets killed in Niger. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.